old soul, cause hip hop is old. She don't want no rock and roll. She want platinum or ice and gold. She want a whole lot of sun to fold. If you were obstacles, you just drive you cold. Cause one monkey don't stop the show. Little Mary's back.
Hey. Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And sitting into us today, we have
Romaine Walters.
And also we have
Mike Eltringham.
The mighty Mike
Eltringham. No longer James. Eltringham.
Back to Eltringham.
The artist
back.
Formerly known as Mike James.
The mighty Mike Eltringham, formerly known as the mighty Mike James. And we are three guys on three minus one plus two, which equals four.
There you go.
Four guys.
Four guys on for you today.
It's a fucking sausage fest in here, though,
it's a
man.
Sausage fest.
A lot of guys, you know, a lot of dicks swinging around.
Sitting in the Mighty Mike James's extremely nice $50 a night hotel room.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And when I say $50 a night, you would think it's a fucking flea bag. No. It's
this
fucking,
ain't no Econolodge. All right.
It's
well,
fucking
nice.
Is it's
a
fucking
hot,
nice.
A hot wire deal? Is that what's going on?
It was, yeah, it was hot wire.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, you get those sometimes. You get that incredible deal.
I lucked out. Or it was Priceline.
Priceline. Yeah.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I lucked out. Worked out.
You know, I shouldn't say it, because they took care of me in Philly once. Now I think about it, Priceline took care of me pretty good in Philly.
I mean, I'm happy with them. It was a good deal.
Yeah,
good
it's time. Fucking, it's a sweet deal.
It's huge. It's
a suite. It's got a kitchen.
Kitchen. It's like a studio kitchen. Apartment with a bedroom as
it
well.
It is very close to being bigger than my apartment in New York. Like, it's, and I have a pretty big, New York, a pretty big apartment.
And there
this
is a girl
close.
Stripping in the corner. You can't beat that.
Yeah,
she
go.
Has not stopped stripping.
She's we hired her just for this
she
podcast.
She takes clothes off, and then she puts the clothes back on, and she takes them back off again.
She's continuous.
Check to find women. Check to find. Check to find.
Well, maybe someone can push their seat in her bush later.
Don't want to do that with a stripper, I don't think. But he don't care. Cody. What happened to Cody? He pops up singing.
I mean, I guess he realized he wasn't white. I don't know.
I realized that a long time ago. I think there's a lot of people from that era. The idea of them is better than the them.
I think this guy can sing,
Cody Chestnut, the idea of him is better than his output as an artist.
Afro, dashiki. Yeah.
Plays a guitar.
Bag on stage.
And he's not doing as well as his brother, the competitive hot dog eater, right? Joey?
I like his, I really like his, the guy can sing. I was like, just, Jesus Christ, get some songs together.
But can
he
write
songs? You
happen
to know some of the best producers in the game.
Can he write songs?
Maybe not. Well,
a lot of people can sing.
You can't write songs. You find somebody to write you a song. And you
a lot of people are looking for somebody to write a song.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are trying to find songwriters too. Like, it's not that easy. And he might not have the access.
I think, well, because he has access to Questlove, which you puts you right next door to Righteousness, which also put you next door to Jay Dilla at the time, before he passed.
Well,
D'Angelo, too.
Actually. D'Angelo, you're next door to D'Angelo.
D'Angelo's not making music.
Well, that's because D'Angelo's nuts.
Yeah. Okay,
he could have been making music.
But he's not writing music either. Yeah. Like, it's if it was that easy, Cody Chestnut would
I'm
be
not
doing
saying it. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm wondering if Cody...
I think he's pulling a Prince. He's pulling a Prince. He's just making a bunch of stuff, but just not releasing anything because he's not... Like, oh, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready to put this out there. Oh, I don't like this, and this goes in the vault. He's just like, has 100 songs. He has like
he
three
might.
Albums right now.
You know,
I don't know.
He might.
I don't know.
I know is in my book, he's a Hall of Famer based on that song. That's
based
every time.
That song.
Every time anyone asks me, what do you want to be introduced to on stage? Roots.
Your seed in a bush tonight.
Featuring Cody Chestnut.
You don't use Encore?
Oh, that is a good one.
What about the Seed 1.0? Has anyone ever even looked that one up?
I did look up the
that
Seed
3.0. That was his song. It was his song that the Roots did again, basically.
The Seed 1.0.
I'm gonna try to find it.
Is that? I thought you were fucking around. Is that true?
I'm gonna. He has a version of that song called The Seed, obviously.
Yeah.
Let me see.
You know, you can only label that the Seed 2.0. You couldn't call it the Seed Remix and still make it work.
Yeah.
In the suburbs, it's not going to work.
The Seed Remix.
No.
Is this it?
It sounds like it.
It's the same song. It's the
same thing, yeah. I don't ask
for much these days.
This is from his solo album, The Headphone Masterpiece, which is
and I think now
his
we
high
understand
watermark.
Why. I've never heard this. Now I get it. Okay.
It needed the Roots. It clearly needed
Well, this is kind of a lo-fi I mean, this whole album was kind of that. It was like
it just sounds like an early version.
I'm gonna record like they did in the '60s.
Yeah. No, I think it's I'm gonna record in my bedroom because I don't have access to equipment or money.
Right.
Like I don't think that he had a vision as much as he just had limitations with his equipment.
Ooh, that was rough.
That was rough.
That was the best take.
Hey guys, but let's just look at it this way. 3.0 is going to be the shit. It got that much better in the second one? Oh, man.
I heard him sing live. He sounds much better than this.
This sounds like C 2.0 had a couple drinks.
Like he came home drunk.
Seed on karaoke night. Now this one is called the Seed Rare Acoustic.
Here we go. This might be good.
It's not that rare anymore if you can just post it on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
The era of
rare
audio is gone.
Okay, that's obviously him playing. That's nice.
Get to it, Cody.
I know.
Headphone masterpiece.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out time.
The seed.
Yeah, all right.
The seed of the beginning, God created.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Here we go.
Oh, I thought you were doing the whole poetry thing.
He sounds better on this.
This is fine. Yeah. I mean, this is fine. It's just like an unplugged version of the regular song.
This is good. He's putting enough soul into it like he did in 2.0. Like,
yeah.
1.0 sounds like he's kind of like phoning it in.
No, he was drunk.
1.0, the original 1.0 sounds like the guy playing at Potbelly at lunchtime. Whereas
up above everybody,
this acoustic one sounds like the guy at Starbucks. Like he's stepped up.
Right.
Yeah, Potbelly always has some guy strumming an acoustic guitar.
Playing Jimmy Buffett terribly.
One time there was a girl in there acoustically singing some Beyonce song. And when everybody black in there realized what the song was, everybody was like looking at each other like, are we going to allow this? Are we going to allow her to do this?
Man, we had a vote and you're going to have to step down. Coming from
the fields. He's ad-libbing right now.
Relying on the Spirit of God to keep
us. Sounds like a Jehovah's Witness.
Start talking at some
I have
point.
Some literature for you.
let me just break it down for a second. See, you have to understand, when I talk about the seed, I talk about the life that is implanted within all of us.
Mm-hmm.
All of us.
Mm-hmm.
All of us.
Would you like this watchtower?
Oh, God. Speaking of watchtowers, did y'all see the video of Mark Jackson corner preaching?
I saw a little bit of that.
No, is this Mark Jackson, the basketball coach? Or
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a big-time religious guy.
I know. Because he used to do the
That's why he's no longer the coach in Golden State.
Because he doesn't like the gaze.
Don't like the gaze.
Well, he used to do a cross with his arms like this, and it looked kind of like an X.
Like X-Men?
Well, and one time Jim Gray was like, what is that X for? And he looks at him like he just farted, and he's like, that's a cross. Like, he got really pissed off because he's like, that's
you're going
symbolic.
To hell, Jim Gray.
It's that's like the look they give when you like, oh, so what's this book about? Wait, don't talk about my Jesus that way. How dare you?
How dare you? Yeah, he's a big anti-gay.
Hey, he's not. God is.
And the
he's just spreading
right.
the word.
The
it's not him.
The
he's just a vessel.
Don't blame him.
The organization just happens to be an openly gay man.
Of the
president of Golden State.
Of the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, we don't need you anymore. But I won 50 games. Yeah, and I'm going to go suck some dick later. And I don't want you to be thinking about you disapprovingly, so get the fuck out of my office.
You know, I bet he was preaching to that dude all the time.
Oh, all the
time. I bet he was like, hey, let me talk to you for a second, brother. And then he would just start telling him about what's wrong with his being gay. If he can't shut up on a street corner, he's going to be spreading that shit to everybody.
Well, they said he used to have like the team get together and have like chapel on Sundays. Like, we all need to come in for... Come
yeah,
on that
coach,
shit,
this is voluntary, right?
I moved out so I wouldn't have to go to that shit. I don't go to church under my mama's house. Why am I going to come to church at work?
Thanks, but no thanks, Coach Jackson. I'll be home making crosses by myself. Trust me.
Crosses with this dick.
I'll be crossing my dick on
a
things.
24-year-old basketball player. I'm about to use this dick. But don't worry, it's going in a vagina.
I mean, look, Coach Jackson, I agree. Gay people are the devil, but I just can't go to church is all. I just can't go to church.
Let me ask you a question. When I'm in church, can I use this dick?
Might be the best time. You know them church ladies are freaks.
Well, the pastor's got that line.
I showed you guys a video of Craig Mack the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, he's like, you can't really see him, though.
Yeah, you can't. You can see him. It was on the phone.
Back of his head.
You hear his voice, though. Craig Mack joined the cult. This is an old video.
He joined a cult?
On YouTube.
Does he still look like a proactive spokesperson?
You can't see his face, really. It's a long video, but I'll skip to the guy who's preaching, I guess, is the head of the cult.
I received an email this morning.
I received an email
Remember
this morning.
Remember I told you, Craig Mack? You people out there listening to me?
It's all these old ass white people. They don't know.
Yeah,
Craig
all of
Mack,
them.
You know, when he first came around, he really didn't want anybody to know where he was.
Oh, look at these old
Well,
ass
I'll tell you, boy.
Look at
Santa?
This one.
It is now hit, yeah. What do they call that, Winky Pig?
This is a white-bearded, white-headed,
Uncle
hair,
Jesse.
Bald
he looks
dude.
Just
Brother
like Santa
Darryl,
Claus.
Uncle Jesse. Wikipedia, Craig Mack.
This is a few years ago.
Has joined the Overcome Ministry.
This sounds like
is
a wrestling promo.
Well, no, Craig Mack is dead.
And at SummerSlam.
We have somebody. You should be Craig Mack.
He looks like Uncle Jesse.
And
just a good
anything.
Old boy.
God joined him. There's the difference, you say. I believe I'll testify.
He's got a cell phone on his belt.
Ordained
now,
by God.
In case you people don't believe I'm telling the truth.
Here he goes.
He's of age. Let him speak for himself.
Listen to the voice. Here he is.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Craig Mack.
And
4,000 degrees.
What did you do when you was in the world?
Wickedness.
Okay. And what are you doing now?
Righteousness.
Whoa, hallelujah.
I blame Puffy.
He's jacking my style.
Everybody in that church is
Craig
old
Mack
and white. Except
himself.
For Craig Mack in the back jumping up and down.
God joined him.
Still got the black man at the back.
And now let's get the jug band out here to do Flavor in Your Ear remix. It's the remix of the remix.
God hook my boy.
We also use words like he, she, and blowtitious. Because we don't use real words either. GL, this ministry, this God loves this ministry.
He was jumping too.
GL, Cool Craig.
It's insane. Isn't that insane? Craig Mack.
What's the cult's?
4,000 degrees.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's online. That's just a video that came out. It actually appeared a few years ago.
Because it's kind of a fine line between like weird churches and cults.
Yeah.
Like they
yeah.
can kind of be blurry.
Yeah, it's
right
kind
there.
Of the same thing, really.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure if you've got a phone on your belt, you're drifting into cult status.
Anyone who's wearing the phone, especially he had like three devices. He had like utility belt going. Like he probably had two phones, maybe a pager.
Yeah, and a God signal.
He has a phone just in case God calls.
Ceiling. Yeah,
like only God has that number.
You're kind of drifting into cult status, cult area.
And he didn't even know what Wikipedia was. He didn't know what to call it.
Right.
He knew who Craig Mack was, and he was like, I had to look him up.
We went on the computer thing.
Who Craig Mack is?
Got my Encyclopedia Britannica out.
I got my Encarta Encyclopedia out, and the Google thing.
Here comes a brand new Flavor in Your Ear.
What'd you do when you were in the world?
Time for new Flavor in Your Ear.
And what are you doing now?
I'm kicking new Flavor in Your Ear.
No further questions.
Bag of brand new Flavor in Your Ear. Yeah.
Let's continue with our cult meeting.
Jesus Christ.
My name is I guess that's his government name, Craig Mack.
It's probably like, you know, like his first and middle name, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's
or it's
like
Craig
something.
McKenzie.
Yeah.
I mean, Mack is a last name.
Mack been, man is
Mack
something,
been
old,
Mack.
Something old school.
Like,
I don't even understand how they didn't understand you in that Mary Joy.
Yeah.
Get
know,
that
man.
Old robotic.
Wicked. This is the wickedness.
Damn, this dude could rap.
He had a good voice for rap.
The beats were so hot.
His drum was hot.
I don't know who was producing that, but the beats were hot.
And the remix came out with Biggie on it.
Yeah,
it was hot.
Well, all of them, except for
I remember
that
playing at the block party
after the remix. It was. I think it wasn't Rampage.
Was it
somebody on Rampage's level though? Hmm. Just kind of because there's it's Craig Mack.
Hello,
LL.
Biggie,
Busta,
and
the other one exactly, and the rest,
the professor and Marianne
here on Gilligan's Island.
There was another dude, and he fell off.
He had a line too that was like funny too. He was a line that was like about like that he's gonna still be around, around or something.
Yeah.
Like, he's not around
but
now.
He won't be around next year. Was it like Apache or some shit? Was it
no,
one of those names?
It wasn't Apache.
It wasn't. Sure, it's not Rampage.
It might be Rampage.
It was Rampage, right?
Yeah, a lot of those guys I just kind of associate to, like Freddie Fox.
That's Biggie. This was the first time I'd even seen Biggie. Like, he was a fat guy.
This came out after Juicy, though, right?
I think so, but I didn't really catch up to Biggie till. You gotta remember, we're down in Texas. I didn't really catch up with Biggie until after this. Or maybe this kind of came out around the same time.
Right.
And he was guesting on it. And then Biggie blew up. And then Craig Mack disappeared.
Yeah. You gotta get on mic.
And then Craig Mack, because Craig Mack was the one they were pushing. And then he got religion, maybe. I don't know. He disappeared.
Well, yeah, I think the label took off because of Biggie. And so Puffy, he's not loyal.
No.
These label heads ain't loyal.
If he pushed both of them equally, it would have been...
Yeah, it would have been insane. Great. He'd had fucking two of the best artists on his label right
plus,
there.
Plus 112 in the future, like a couple months later on, Mary J.
Yeah, it would have been insane. Word up, no rap, no crap, you bore me. Word up. One to grab my body, too lazy. Hold it for me. I'm straight, rap great. Bust the head straight and dreads, I'm everlasting. What? Like it's so who did the production work? But that fucking beat.
This is the Cult's new anthem.
Just the music.
New gospel in your ear.
Pinch a girl's butt. No more pinching girls' butts.
No, that's wickedness. That's what he's talking about. He was not happy during this era. He was suffering.
He was suffering. All the ass.
There was
and
a
the
void.
Money.
Yeah, all the ass and money that was coming as well.
Oh, the suffering. How could you?
I'm living in a trailer, but I've got my God.
I think this next guy is it. Or could be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's this.
It's Boy Scout.
I think we play this song on the podcast every 2 months.
Yeah. You have a quota to
it comes up every 8 weeks.
That's him.
It's my time to burn to explore.
The flavor in your ear is the Boy Scout. How would you like to be the one guy on Flavor in Your Ear?
That no one remembers.
It's always
no
one.
No one knows.
Was his name actually Boy Scout, though? Or he was just saying that?
I don't know.
I remember.
The thing is, it's not like his verse was terrible.
No.
He probably just didn't have a good album in him. And
he's like the one guy in the Fab Five who I can never remember.
Ray Jackson? Jimmy King?
Either one of them. They're the losers.
Go ahead, baby.
Like, he's not even in the label of the song.
No.
Like, that's... Delicious. Everybody's there.
Love me good. LL got off some great lines.
LL, he's nonsensical on this song.
Call us to Hollywood. Yeah. I think that's probably what got everybody's attention. Like, Blotitious. Like, Barracuda. You know?
Yeah, but he was coming off of, like, slow jam, not slow jam, but more sexy, like, lady-centric rap.
We even like the verse is sexy still.
He is
addicted to that sexiness. I'm from the ladies.
He loves wickedness.
Wickedness.
Hey, Ella, what were you like doing then? Line. Wickedness. What are you doing
mama,
now? Still wickedness.
Piranha, electrocuted barracuda. I'm here to bring the drama. That's a great line.
Busta was...
That was when he was coming back.
Yeah.
When he was coming back.
Let me loose. Did,
All right, turn off. Hey, hi.
Well, those are the old days. Craig Mack has found peace of happiness.
Hey, did we trend on Twitter?
Did we trend on Twitter?
Because I got a thing. I got a thing saying, here's what's trending on Twitter.
No, Twitter just sends emails like that.
Three guys on interview with Fonte. Shout out to Fonte.
No, we didn't trend on Twitter. Definitely not.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Fonte for agreeing to do the interview with us. It was
great. Yeah, by the way, if everybody didn't pick up on that, there was a whole podcast after the Fonte interview.
Yeah.
I think Dominique might have not quite caught up at first, but she picked up on it. But anyone who didn't know that, if you conclude the Fonte interview, the podcast is not over.
There's more podcasts.
There's a whole episode.
There's more podcasts.
After that.
Which is odd because we've done that before, people. I don't know.
Well, there's the break where there's music and it goes on for like 40 seconds. So a lot of people don't listen to all the music. Like when I put a song on at the end of the podcast, I'm like, you know, you guys got to listen to the whole thing because the song is usually relevant. It has something to do with the episode.
Yeah.
Sometimes the lyrics matter, but people, I guess, just fade out. So fuck y'all.
Yeah.
For fading out.
Thank
y'all.
You for listening to the interview, but there's more podcasts there. So go back.
Whole episode.
Push our fucking hit count.
You know what? Read the description. There's a whole thing.
I always like trying to figure out how the song is integrated into
sometimes
the theme.
Sometimes it's not, but a lot of times it is. And sometimes it's not obvious at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but like that one I chose at the end of it, I chose Working Day and Night because we had the Barbershop by Day Strip club by night. So that's an obvious.
That's a great business model.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Isn't it?
That's perfect.
And some
dudes
maker.
Are already there chilling.
That's a money
Why
maker.
Why not just
get a shape?
All right,
up
let me tell y'all. 7:30. Doom 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 doom.
I'm actually more upset that I didn't really come up with that like myself.
Yeah. Pull them blinds down.
Somebody's sitting there like, hey, who wants to go to strip club after this? They're like, just wait. Just wait, it's coming to us.
But you got a fresh cut.
Let me do some sweeping first.
Exactly.
Ladies are in the back stretching.
That's great. You get a fresh cut. You're already fly. You're there in your best.
Yeah, you smell good.
You smell good. You're already there talking with your boys. You already got that out the way.
Yeah. Did you bring singles? You brought some singles, right?
Yeah.
You have to tip the bartender.
Gotta
tip the barber.
Wickedness.
Wickedness.
That's what this is. This whole
wickedness.
Podcast is wickedness.
Do we have a letter of any kind?
We had a, hold on, I'm trying to find. We had an email we didn't get to last week, unfortunately, from Howard. I got to try to find it now because I don't have it right in front of me. Howard is one of our regular listeners.
Whenever I hear someone's name is Howard, I think of Howard Chingy. Like, you remember that song where he's like, Howard, you weak. I don't know why I always think of that. And I just assumed his name was Howard Chingy.
Did you guys go through a phase where you're calling people Herb? This is way back when I was in high school.
I never did that.
That popped up in a song, and we were calling people Herb. Hey, Herb.
Maybe had Herb.
Yo, Herb.
Herb.
It is Herb.
Hey, yo, Herb.
Stop Herbie being a Herb.
You're such a Herb.
Why, though? It just died off on its own, too.
Yeah, like, it died just quick. It was like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it didn't last very long.
It was just like a spring or a summer.
Yeah.
Like, new words are always like a spring thing. No one comes out with a new word.
Actually, Howard sent us the
closing in.
Howard sent us the song, which we might get to. I don't know if we'll get to it for today or for Thursday. Howard sent, but this is from Anthony, actually, sent
Anthony
on July 1st. So we didn't get to it last week. The only time I've heard the word pizzle is in Coming to America when Arsenio called Samuel L. Jackson a diseased rhinoceros.
He did call him a diseased rhinoceros pizzle. He did call him that.
I guess that was a real, okay. But it
he
doesn't sound like
called him a rhino
that,
dick. Okay. I didn't know.
A diseased rhino dick.
I thought he was calling him diseased rhino piss. Pizzle, piss.
I just thought pizzle was just a made up word for the comedy effect. Word. I was hoping Chris Milner would have some World Cup jokes. He's sad because who better than an Englishman to tell the soccer jokes? He's sad because England got knocked out of the group phase.
Because that makes him the butt of all the jokes.
Milner got pissed because I tweeted from our podcast thing, comedy jokes. Yeah, I tweeted a joke about how I don't even remember the joke, but it was something about how if Belgium wins or if U.S. wins, we get the waffles. If Belgium wins, they get to do well in sports that matter or something stupid like that. And he was like, he just replied, he's like, yeah, you know, except they only do good in sports that don't matter or no one cares about. And I was just like, yeah, no one gives a shit about the NBA, right? No one cares about basketball or professional football. Get the fuck out of here.
Anthony says, I never cared about soccer until I came to Korea in 2010 during the World Cup, and that's just because everyone else gave a shit. The first Korea match I was on a Saturday at like 5 p.m., so we watched at a bar, and when they won, it was like a citywide celebration. Drank for like 8 hours. Everybody in the streets was happy. Wickedness. And cheering and shit. I've never seen people care about soccer that much.
Some of that Korean vagina.
Still, last Friday, I went to do my segment on this radio show with a Canadian dude and an American dude, and me and the American dude started off by chanting USA, USA. That's probably not the best thing to do on a Korean radio station. Well, it's not North Korea. Yeah,
the good Korea.
Yeah, but maybe I've turned into one of those shitty American soccer fans. Sorry, Randolph. But I'll tell you this. If Colombia wins, like I think they might. Coke price is going. Well, this is 2 weeks ago. Coke price is going down like Mary J. Blige. You dig. Keep up the good work, fellas. Tell Tim to stay strong. I don't know what having a newborn baby is like, but imagine it's not that fun. It's not as fun as hosting a podcast.
No. I've had one.
Yeah.
It's not.
I saw Tim last night, actually, at Big Hunt. He came
to the draft house, too.
Oh, yeah. In between sets of the improv, snuck over.
Did a set at the Hunt?
Yeah, yeah. Did a quick set.
The
saw
Hunt.
Timmy.
Oh, yeah. You're at the improv. Who are you with?
John Witherspoon.
Who are you
John
with?
Witherspoon and,
Corey Fernandez.
Who? Corey Fernandez?
Yep.
I don't think I know him.
No. Who are you with?
New York guy. Great show so far. Spoon is a nice guy.
Call him Spoon now?
We're on a nickname basis.
You and Letterman?
Spoon.
Yeah, that's right.
You and Letterman or no, call him Spoon?
He's a real nice dude. He's super like professional, super like he just wants to be, you know, concentrate. But you walk through the green room, he's like, hey, Mike, how you doing? Like real nice guy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Good dude.
Spoon, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I like it.
Well, it's only been one night, right? Like, or this,
no,
two
did,
nights.
We did Thursday.
Okay. So when did you start calling him Spoon? Was it?
I haven't
Thursday?
Called him anything. I said, hey, how's it going? And then I walked to the stage. And he's like, hey,
your head down.
So you're not
each
dapping
time,
him up.
No, not at all. I walk by and I'm like, hey, how's it going? Like, because he he keeps to himself.
Yeah.
It's his own thing.
Yeah.
And so I'll just come in just to go to the stage. Right. And he'll just be like, hey, about that time again, huh? I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, that green room small talk.
Yeah,
kill it out there.
But perfectly nice dude. I mean, he takes pictures with everybody, talks to people and stuff.
See, he's a good dude. If you guys want a window into this, now it just popped into my head to end this podcast with Spoon Man. From Soundgarden.
There you go.
And people would hear that song and think, how does that connect to the podcast? Well, Spoon Man.
So people aren't going to get your genius until like 75 years later when these are uncovered.
I've had some really hidden shit in those closing songs.
Somebody writes a book about it.
I know no one would get it. And if you played it back for me like a month later, I'd be like, what the fuck was... I don't even get it. But there's some shit where I... And not always. Sometimes I just... Whatever song pops into my head, I just... plug it in there. But there are times where I like not this past May 30th, but the May 30th before that, the podcast ended with a Big L song because it was his birthday. That's not a birthday people celebrate. It's not like Biggie's death day. I had heard that. I was like, let me Big L song. Now, I wonder if anyone listening to that podcast was like, oh, I get it. It's Big L's birthday.
No.
No. People are like, who the fuck is Big L, first of all?
The editor of Wikipedia, if he reads the... he would know all that shit.
Right.
Well, it might just have an article about you and just your genius.
I'm playing to an audience of one. Yeah. No one's going to read the article.
Genius of Andy Klein.
No one's going to read the article.
That's what makes it so genius.
Yeah.
No one even reads the article.
Now I got to find a different song to close on because now it's super... predictable.
Yeah.
You never know. You might have a fan that just has a thumb drive with all your shit. Like, hey, man, you don't understand. He's just so deep.
Somebody needs to listen to the whole episode, man.
Somebody needs to put together like a Three Guys on Wiki with just all the past references to everything on the show. Yeah. Somebody with lots of time.
Yeah. Somebody, but not one of us, though.
Not one of us.
Not one of the three guys.
It's not going to happen.
No.
It's not going to.
I think that would fall
to... It would sooner be done by Tim's daughter. It would be by us.
I think we could volunteer the stat boy of the Three Guys on podcast, right?
Yeah, that's Courtney.
Maybe Courtney.
That's Courtney.
He
stepped up to that.
I'm sure he'd love to do that.
He stepped up to that. What was I going to... Tucker, do we have any other...
We don't have any other mail this week.
No.
But
once again, shout out to Fontaine. I'm glad. Yeah. I just saw a couple things saying that people liked it, so I'm glad you guys did.
Yeah, Fonte's
an ordinary dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a fan.
Did you watch their Tiny
amazing.
Desk?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Just an ordinary dude.
Did you watch the Tiny Desk concert on YouTube?
No, not yet. But
that's good.
The
Foreign Exchange, Tiny Desk?
Yeah, Tiny Desk. It's like a thing where they go into an office. It was NPR, maybe? You go into an office, and they just like set up like small instruments and do like three or four songs for the workers there. I'll pull it up.
No, I listened to when the music video was the black and white music video.
Yeah,
that one. I listened to that again, and just listened to the interview. Better. And it it was inspiring. Just to be like, yeah, you gotta go out on your own sometimes, and like especially just freelancing in general with this art, comedy, animation. Yeah. Just,
sometimes you gotta find a new apartment.
Hey man,
you gotta get a new job.
Sometimes that
get your head above water, man.
I was close to having to get a or being unemployed recently. I'm not going to go too far into it, but it's scary as shit, man.
Yes. Now,
In New York, it is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm living with my girl, so, like, you know, I'm good, but I don't want to be unemployed, you know what I mean? So it's like...
It's not fun. It's not fun.
No, man. not at all.
A lot of your, like, everything is like, almost attached to your sexiness, your everything.
You don't have a trust fund?
No.
That you can dip into?
No.
Man,
I wish I did, but...
Like, it's somebody else in Arlington?
Man, that's a story in itself, man.
Shoot. Yeah, Romaine's got money. This is the Tiny Desk concert. It's basically like an unplugged. It's like three songs.
You wouldn't think his singing voice is like that. Listen to his talking voice. He has a good, strong singing voice. But like you say, he doesn't see himself as a rapper.
This is much better than the Seed 1.0.
Isn't it? And they're just in some shitty little office.
They're at NPR. It's a 20-minute video if anyone wants to pull it up on YouTube.
Nicholas plays guitar.
Yeah.
You're off mic.
He's got a Fender like my bass. I'm trying to look and talk at the same time.
Okay, so in this one,
That's Zoe right there, the video we were talking about with the dude with the hat on.
Okay.
Where they did the Keep On Loving Me video.
I'm really scared. He looks like a modern-day Stevie Wonder, though. In this one.
Maybe it's the shades.
Yeah,
he's also blind.
That's how much he cares. He's committed to his art. He
blinded himself.
Yeah.
At least for this song. Nicolay's got some time. I knew Nicolay played piano, but I didn't know he played guitar and he does this.
All All right, we can't watch the whole thing.
That's watch foreign the whole exchange. Thing. I gotta watch the whole thing.
Look up the foreign exchange. The tiny desk concert. Tiny desk. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, the tiny desk concert. NPR. It's a series that NPR does that people will come.
That's pretty cool,
and
man.
And play for the
I
employees.
Like I, say
I wish
just...
I played a guitar, man. Carry a keyboard everywhere, man. That's weird.
Yeah.
And you got musical acumen. You pick up a guitar, man. Yeah, you can learn some basics.
He's doing it.
Yeah, you can learn some basics. You can buy a cheap acoustic guitar.
My fucking index finger's on fire right now from playing.
I'm playing bass.
Yeah, I've been trying to really learn this. Frankie Beverly and May's song, Joy and Pain, which I pretty much got down, but
right,
my finger burned.
Joy and Pain from Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Yeah, that one. That one. And so I was saying, it's like the music I like is not tabbed at all, so I have to seek it out other places
because they only tab rock music.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
are archives of rock songs yeah. tabbed. You yeah. can just fucking
so
look them up.
I seek it out other places like at YouTube. YouTube is usually not tabbed; it's somebody just playing.
But what about lessons?
You can get lessons. There's a lot of lessons out there.
Yeah.
But they're just like how to play bass lines, how to play different bass lines, pentatonic scales.
You pick any mildly popular rock song, and someone's giving you a lesson on YouTube on how to play.
There's not a whole lot of that with a lot of
R&B. Spoon Man, you say? Let's learn Spoon Man.
What you can find, though, is somebody playing. And if they zoom in on the hands.
Yeah.
I can wash the hands, and usually if I can find the root note, I can kind of play around with it.
Figure it out.
See, I'm not good at the explanation part of it. Like, I'll just sit down, put on the headphones, listen to the song one time through, and then just play with it the second time.
Right, but you know how to play. You already know how to play piano.
Yeah, you have the basics.
It's not hard for you.
So you can kind of hear the chords, like, okay, I know where that's going.
I'm sitting there for hours just staring at this key. I got to stop it, push it back, look again, stop, go back, look again.
Why won't the HD stream come in?
I gotta count the fretboard. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
Hopefully they show the whole guitar, not just a little section with them. I'm like, well, what fret are you starting on, bro?
Right.
And I gotta count. See, you don't gotta do that.
Yeah,
you piece of shit.
I didn't. Shit.
Cut his mic. Cut his mic.
Don't want to talk about Anthony Akumia right quick.
There's no real update except.
Still out there. Hey, well, first of all, what are they saying about in New York?
I think it's the same. I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot of...
You have you don't have your ear to the streets?
I mean, what does that even mean?
That's a no.
That's Facebook. That's what ear to the streets is. No, I mean, I think it's like, in general, like, I think he kind of deserved it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he...
Well, for a lot of comics, it's how dare they fire him because he's so good to comics. That's you hear a lot of that.
That's understandable.
He's good to comics. Well, the show was good to comics.
To me, it's not that he's good to comics. The comics make his show better. You only can bring somebody in a show that makes him better. We're not bringing you on here because we like you.
Well, but a lot of shows don't bring comics on.
At all.
Yeah. But the comics could make the show better. They did take a real interest in the New York comedy scene, and they did a lot for certain comics. And also, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So
why
do they have to be... those things can be, you know... simultaneously happening.
Yeah.
You know, he's good to a lot of people are good to comics. A club that books you is good to comics.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But if the club is fucking over their employees, you're like, well, I'm not going to work there. Or if they're fucking over certain other comics.
Or if the owners are racist.
Right.
Yeah.
I get that people get defensive about it. I understand that. I don't agree with it. And I mean, you know, it's tough sometimes to you know, negotiate that in your mind because people don't want to believe that someone who's been so good in one respect could be so
a piece of shit in the other
bad and in another one.
It's weird because their show is known to be on the fringe in New York anyway.
Yeah.
Right? It's known to be this wild shock kind of thing. And there have been episodes where people have called in racist of all hell. Like women will, like this old woman called and was like, I don't like these black people on the train. And they'll be like, why don't you? And they'll like get her to really say how she feels and then berate her for that.
Right.
And then on the flip side, you can still be a piece of shit. You just outed somebody else's racism because
that's a different thing. I mean, Howard Stern used to have this guy, Daniel Carver, who was a KKK guy.
Yeah.
And they would just clown him. But he had him on all the time. Like, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
But I think the difference is when you're white and someone is racist, that isn't necessarily the worst thing about them because you don't have to experience the racism. So you can be like,
it's true.
You can be like, well, yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, we know people like
he's nice to me.
Well, I think
we know somebody who makes that excuse for another piece of shit.
Whenever I think of, like, there was a situation that's kind of analogous to that. Back in like the late 90s or so, Chris Rock was like at the peak, you know, Bring the Pain had come out and he was super famous. And I think for some magazine or for BET or something, he was going to interview OJ. This is before OJ went to jail this for this latest thing. It was he was still just a monster. He got away with murder, right?
Right.
And so people were like, how can you like sit down in a room with a guy who's killed people, you know? And Chris Rock said, I know people that have killed people. My uncle killed somebody. Yeah. So in Chris Rock's world, someone who has killed somebody is not a deal breaker. Like he can still sit in a room and talk to that person. And other people are like, oh my God, he's a murderer. I would never be in the same room as him. And it's kind of like that with race, where it's like, well, my uncle is a racist. I mean, but he's all right. You know what I mean? Like, so you can look the other way on certain parts of that person, because where you come from, you are around people. If you're white, you're around people who maybe racist. Have some racist tendencies.
I've been saying that for years.
And you don't have to experience this. You're just like, well, yeah, but he's all right. I mean, I can hang out with him.
I've been saying that for years. You can't call somebody, if you're white, you can't call somebody who does some questionable shit, because, first of all, everybody white knows someone racist. You just do. And how close are they to you? Do you? If you call this person racist, you're going to have to call your auntie racist or your uncle racist. Or
but to ask a black person to say, you know, he might not be racist. Like, how long are you supposed to wait to learn that? Are you supposed to stick around? He might have just been mad or whatever. Like white people can do that because they don't have to experience it, and they're okay with sometimes a guy in their life like that because they've been in that situation. Just like Chris Rock being in a room with a killer, and someone's like, how could you ever do that? It's like, well, where I come from, this is not that big a deal, or it's not that uncommon.
Yeah, but even in that case, though, with Rock, like, I don't think sitting down for an interview with someone.
We're not going to play cards.
I'm
later.
Not saying you're my friend, or I agree with the fact that you murdered.
I'm not a fan of yours.
Yeah,
but
your wife and a waiter.
But the fact is that, like, he was just saying that that's to you, that's a bigger deal than it is to me.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with race. To a white guy, that's not, that doesn't make you the worst person in the world necessarily if you're a little racist. It's just like, okay, but. And then there's other good shit. And what do you expect? You expect black people to also be cool with that? Like, oh, I'll stick around. Maybe he's got good stories.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
well, they do expect this. They expect us to be understanding. I've had this discussion with somebody about
another
person who he knows is a racist. And I asked him, why would you hang with him? What am I then supposed to think about you? You know, what am I then supposed to think about you? You clearly are cool with it, so I just don't think he is. What do you need him to do?
He wasn't racist to me.
What does that need him to do? Tell me what is the thing that you need for him to do that would convince you, besides the Confederate flags he wears everywhere?
My favorite one is when they're like, you're not like other black people. Like, I am like other black people.
I'm just like every other black person. I'm just like them.
You're
one of the good ones. That's what they want to say. Well, you're one of the good ones. You're not like the ones I'm scared of. I scared a lady in the grocery store the other day just by being.
I put a tweet up.
Yeah, I walked up and was just looking at eggs, and she was standing here, and I walked up, and I had my headphones on. What do you think about? I was looking at eggs for like 10 seconds past, and then she's standing to my left. It was like 2 feet between us. She looks to her right. Oh!
Yeah, but she might have just been startled for.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but.
Well, she saw me and she didn't do anything. So I don't know what your problem is.
Well,
she ran to you. She's like, oh, that over there.
And the thing is, when you're a young kid and you see this and you know this, like when I was living in Hartsdale and, you know, upstate New York, it's not really upstate, but it's in between. It's very.
Midstate.
Midstate. It's very. It's a subtle racism that we took advantage of. We took advantage of it. Like, we would steal so much stuff by getting our white friends to make a list. We're going to get this juice, get these chips, grab that CD, grab that video game.
And
we would go and have them follow us around the store.
You would divert the attention.
Gaming the system.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd be the...
If racism is going to exist, use it to your advantage. You know?
So you would go in, and then the people who run the store would be like, I spotted one, and they would focus all their attention on you guys.
It would be three
and
black
the white guys would be robbing them blind.
Yep.
And then in their minds, they're like, every time black people come in here, we get robbed. The stock goes down, and so they're still associating you guys with the thing. Like, these guys are good.
But they're watching.
So what they got there is get money, money over everything.
Man, hey, the system's there. Why not? And we were just like, why not? Because like we would go there. It was like three of us, and they would just follow us.
Right.
Yeah, follow us, and then we would buy like maybe one drink.
Old buy one thing move.
Buy one thing and a bag of chips or something. Like, all right, since you're following us here, are you happy?
Yeah,
and then
we
would go around to the back and be like, all right, you got the stairs.
It's called buy one, get 18 free. Hey, man. Hey.
So this is an Anthony Cumia video.
Anthony Cumia made a video. He had a little band that
said he's not racist.
Like 20 years ago. And he made a video during the, speaking of OJ, during the OJ thing. It's called Electric Shock OJ to the tune of Dock of the Bay. It's a music video.
Why was he so into that OJ had to be electric shocked, first of all?
It's just OJ in jail kind of thing. Yeah. It's because it sort of sounds like Dock of the Bay. Dock of the Bay, Electric Shock OJ.
Yeah.
So anyway, in the video, Anthony is in blackface. And not ironically. Here we go.
Blackface and prison strike.
That is not even...
That's him. I mean, it's 20 years younger, but it's him. According to Gawker, maybe I'm wrong.
What could it be? 15 Here. Years, not 20?
Here it comes.
I'm sitting in Los Angeles jail, and the judge won't let me post my bail.
To be honest, he does not look much like OJ.
And interestingly enough, OJ is very well spoken, so.
California's got that death penalty. Yeah, he's like cooning it up, basically.
Yeah, this is like,
it's not like he's in makeup for the role. He's in shoe polish, blackface, like the old school.
Straight minstrel shows type shit, yeah.
They call an electric shock, OJ, toast my behind.
Is that him singing?
Yeah, I think it is. He's a good guy with voices.
Nicole, I really loved that girl.
The rest of the band is all white, but since he's playing the part of OJ, you see, he's got to do the blackface and the gesturing and the...
I bet you those three guys are now like, oh my God, that video's out. my daughter,
yeah,
please
right.
don't look at this, baby.
Do you know how much of a racist you have to be to make me sympathize with O.J. Simpson? Jesus Christ. I'm like, man, this guy's giving it to O.J. really bad. That poor guy.
I don't know if he's wearing just like a hat or if that's supposed to be his afro.
I think it's supposed to be an afro.
Yeah. It's not HD, it's 20 years ago.
I don't even... This video's not good.
Oh, the gloves are because OJ the glove.
Okay. Yeah.
Now I'm gonna have to love my hand. But what's worse?
Yeah, yeah.
From OJ's and movies.
So he's, I mean, he's like the classic caricature of black people from black, you know, the minstrel show days. That's how he's dressed.
They just played a clip of Michael Jackson. I don't even know what that was for.
For no reason.
The white Michael Jackson, too, not even the black one.
Arm brace Michael. His wig off.
He took the hat off and revealed the afro. He's singing with that like sort of accent, that mocking accent. So anyway,
this is what got him in touch with Anthony or Opie.
According to the Gawker article, Opie played this on his radio show because Anthony was not a radio guy. And he became one through Opie, but
didn't even know that was a music video though.
But he played, you know, like the song parodies on radio shows. Like that was a song parody they played. And anyway, that sort of got them connected.
The voice is bad, but if it had just been the song, I don't think it would have been as damning as the blackface.
Right. The song alone.
The voice is not does him no favors.
But when he sees like the facial expressions and all the things that go along with it.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is listen to there are literally thousands of shows on YouTube where you can hear him spewing off racist shit.
Still, but who does that? Mammy shit.
A
like,
racist.
Who does that? I'm still kind of.
But
I'm
you're supposed to stick around and see that he talks about all races. Like you're supposed to like accept that, absorb that, and wait. Like that's what people want you to do. And it's your fault if you don't. How dare you rush to judgment?
With your fucking griffin on your shirt. You've got a griffin on your shirt, man.
I don't get it, man. I don't.
Gryffindor. You don't get to judge anybody. You've got a griffin on your shirt.
He's allowed to jump to conclusions based
on
emotion.
That's a weird reason, man.
Yeah.
See, he jumped to conclusions about this woman that attacked him based on emotion, but you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
He was, but you're not. And if you are, then you're wrong. And he's not a racist, and you just don't see it properly.
Yeah,
that's the way people see it.
Yeah, the way the story went is that she was in the way of the shot, or he accidentally took a picture.
Or he was taking a shot.
He
didn't
accidentally take a picture of shit.
No,
he took a full on picture of her.
But let's just say that's the story. Let's just say she walked in a shot. Click. It went. Oh my goodness, this could have easily been a sorry thing. I don't think she would have jumped off the top.
Right.
Because even in those pranking videos where they, oh, I'm going to take a picture with
someone. Yeah. The other thing is, like, she could still be a piece of shit. Like, he could be right in the fact that what she did was wrong, but the shit that he said about her that had nothing to do with her actions.
Yeah. Not just her, black people. But according to him, he wasn't talking about black people.
Right, but you're supposed to stick around and hear the nuance of it.
Right.
Again, he's allowed to react emotionally and impulsively.
If you suddenly stepped out of a bakery, I don't know what I'm thinking of, but let's say you just stepped out of
a bakery.
Let's say you just stepped out of a
store. Got some focaccia bread.
You just step out of a store, and the first thing you see, you don't see the altercation happen. You just hear like this little black bitch, and you just going like you just caught that. Of course, you're gonna be pissed off at this dude. Like, I don't know what happened, but you don't have to get to this black. No, she may be a bitch, but
he could have just called her a piece of shit and been like, this person was a piece of shit. Yeah. She was a bitch or whatever you want
to
call her.
But in his mind, is black.
But he had to take it to like savage animal. That's the shit that's not right.
And then he codes it by, I didn't say nigger.
You're supposed to stick around until he does. Yeah. And even when he does,
he said it later in his car when he was driving home.
I believe everyone has said it in their car at some point.
When driving home.
Hey, sometimes Flavor of the Year comes on. You got to sing along. I don't know if it's in that song. It probably is that rap.
You could always turn on Anti-Nigga Machine, though. Everybody's got that song queued up. Anti-Nigga Machine.
What, the Public Enemy version?
Yeah, got that queued up.
I think I do, actually.
You say you said Joan Rivers stormed out of this interview. I was actually on her side.
Yeah.
Yeah, the interviewer was being a little...
Frederica.
A little whatever. She was trying to antagonize her a little.
To say something mean about someone instead of like... And then Joan Rivers kept saying like, it was something like, I'm making fun of clothing, I'm making fun of situations, but I'm not making fun of the person. And that's a...
But Joan!
Yeah.
And... Like, if you want to make fun of people, go to TMZ. Make your brain melt or some shit.
I'm going to pull up the video.
Well, look, the show is where they just talk about people's fashion. That's the show. Some people, they praise, very rarely. Some get got, you know? That's just how it goes. I don't watch the show. My wife does. I've seen it.
The other thing is, that's pretty much just the fashion industry. She's just nice enough to say it out front. Like, she's nice enough to judge people to their faces without just, you know.
Yeah.
Just doing it behind their back.
Not invite them to the next party.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, she talks shit, but that's the show.
You know, I guess forays, it's been, you know, very... very good to you, and you know, you've got best-selling books. You sell out on stage.
Yes.
Your fashion critiquing.
I say that to
while
say
it's very
this.
Mean in some ways. People
it's not mean.
Wait.
It's not mean.
Really?
It's not mean. You can. It's not mean. I tell the truth. I'm sure I say the same things that all your viewers say to their friends sitting next to them on the couch.
Exactly.
You know, we're one of the few shows that says that's an ugly dress. And that's okay. These ladies make $28 million a picture. You really think that...
That's how you know how old Joan Rivers is. She calls it a picture. They're in the pictures.
She's got a cigar in her mouth.
$28 million a picture.
Hey, kid.
Nicki Minaj cares. I didn't like her dress.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're in that kind of a bracket, you don't really care.
Yeah, you're not Someone really worried like about dress. Feelings being hurt.
Well, not when it's about dresses. It's not about them. It's about clothing.
Okay. Well, what about when it is about something, you know, that really does seem off limits to a lot of people? I mean, even in your book, you kind of joke about the death of Casey Anthony's baby, Princess Diana surviving so many landmines and who she dated. I mean, do you feel like there are boundaries ever, you know, even if it makes people uncomfortable or offend people or what?
Life is very tough, and if you can make a joke to make something
you can make a joke to make something
funny, do it. Done. Do it. That's all. Wait, Darlene, I don't know what your life has been like, but I have a lot of
But what
of
the fuck is that shirt
through.
You're wearing, Darlene? Yeah. God
if you
damn.
Can make, Winston Churchill said, if you make someone laugh, you give them a little vacation. And maybe you take the worst thing in the world and make it funny. It's a vacation for a minute from horror.
Yeah, and people love to laugh. I mean, clearly that's why people love you. But they also know that you have...
This fucking interview
She's
is obnoxious.
She's so condescending.
She's
yeah.
so obnoxious. People love you.
Yeah, we can stop this. She's
She's about to get up and
some shock value
storm
to
off,
you. I mean,
in quotes.
On the cover of your book, you're wearing a fur, and you knew that there would probably be animal rights activists.
You know, this whole interview is becoming a defensive interview.
No!
Are you wearing leather shoes?
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, shut up. You're wearing fur. You're wearing leather shoes.
I'm not an activist, but I'm saying.
You're eating chicken. Yeah. You're eating meat.
Now, this is a funny exchange, but I think the interviewer is right. She's not personally saying you shouldn't wear fur. She's like, what about the criticism of you wearing fur? So
right.
She's not being hypocritical. She's asking a legit question. I mean, Joan Rivers took a little far.
I don't want to hear this nonsense. Come to me with a paper belt, and I'll talk to you.
A paper belt?
But you That's did funny. Hear it in some of those press conferences. There were people who
And honestly, a lot of animal rights people don't wear leather. Yeah, like, that's yeah. not really a... People try to catch them on that, like, to be negative. Hypocrites, but they don't. No, that's not a thing.
Negative. Yeah. I haven't heard that. I make people laugh for 50 years. I am
now she's getting mad.
To make people laugh. My book is funny.
Now she's getting mad.
I wear fur that was killed 15 years ago. I work for animals. Rights. Stop it with, and you do this, and you're mean, and you're that. You are not the one to interview a person who does humor.
Here Sorry. She goes. She's off.
And I'm out.
Are you serious?
Just her not Stop giving a shit.
Oh, boy.
Here's what I'll say.
She was serious, and I thought she was joking the whole time.
Aw.
But in the end,
Gosh.
We wondered, was this a stunt? Well, Rivers didn't return to the interview, but off camera, she kept her microphone on as she continued to talk and drop some rather unflattering four-letter words.
Wickedness.
So,
wickedness.
Yeah, she
flavor. She put some flavor in, yeah.
The problem is, like, I don't even think the interviewer's questions were bad. I think her attitude was bad and
right.
condescending under...
She's a very condescending under.
Yeah, legit, that's the problem.
Those are legit angles to take. Like, do you think it's ever too far?
And here's what I will say. Joan Rivers, the only... I not that I disagree with her. I don't like Joan Rivers. The part where she said, I'm not mean. That's wrong. She is mean.
Right.
But what she should have said was, yeah, who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
like,
so
I don't
what?
Give a fuck.
Yeah.
If I'm mean, like, I'm 97 years old.
I'm an old lady.
I'm
right.
rich. Yeah. I got a lot of money.
People love me. I'm yeah. funny. Like, yeah. fuck you. Yes, I mean. I can fucking be mean.
Yeah, don't come see me.
Yeah.
This idea where we can't be mean and, like, yeah, I get, like, that there's boundaries and shit, but, like, no, it's like.
I don't even think there's boundaries. The boundary is be funny. That's the boundary.
Exactly.
If you're not
exactly.
funny, then it's
not
fucking
funny,
bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, people also need some thick skin in certain places. Come on. You got to be real with that, man. People are bitches.
I mean, she was asking. She yeah. was asking legitimate questions. It's just yeah. you're right. It's a combination of she's asking legitimate questions, but she's so condescending.
Yeah, the whole like, oh, well, you're funny, but
why
yeah.
are you so
but
condescending?
She had that like weird look on her face all the time. Like, really? Like that's yeah. what she
Come
was saying.
Come on, three guys
the
on, Joan. We'll interview you.
People love
for real.
To laugh. They love to laugh.
We'll
at things
interview
that
you.
Aren't mean.
Come talk to three guys on.
No one should be hurt in your jokes.
Yeah, I think that's what this. There's that thing now of well, jokes shouldn't be.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
one should be the. Shut up.
We don't punch down. We
fuck yeah. out
we
of
only
here.
Punch up.
That's a rule
mean.
Of comedy.
I love punching.
People
down.
Say that as though it's a rule.
yeah.
It's some
yeah.
shit
that's
some
even
person
mean.
Made up.
Yeah, that's not
Wait,
true.
Has somebody yeah. ever said that awful shit to you?
Yeah,
that's yeah.
That's
that,
a thing.
That, not
now.
To me in person.
Don't punch down.
Oh God.
Can't talk about homeless people.
You know what they say?
Punching down.
They
yeah,
say they don't just say you. They say good satire punches up, as though that's a rule of,
yeah,
of satire.
Not,
it's
not.
It's just some shit that someone theorized
oh, God,
a couple
right.
years ago.
Tumblr's taking over the world.
Yeah.
And
man is holding
shit.
His head. Man is holding.
Like they don't even know what satire is. There's like good satire should always punch up and not
should
down.
It? Should it?
Well, who gets to decide what's
should
up?
Should it? You know, who gets to decide some.
The
white,
listener.
Some
yeah.
unsexed white girl. She gets to make the decision. That's who. That's who.
Hi. Ugh. I am a satire expert. My name's Caitlin.
Ugh. Hi, Caitlin.
I'm a satire Ugh. Filter. I'll tell you if it's mean.
Ugh.
Follow Just, me on Tumblr.
That's the big thing.
That's,
Follow me on Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Fuck out of the way.
Wreck.
How long have we been at this one?
53, 54 minutes.
Let's talk about this. Speaking of women. Being a burger on Tinder. I saw this somewhere.
Didn't Rod post it?
I think
yeah.
so.
Black Guy Tips?
Somebody put, they put up a, they went to Tinder and they put up a picture instead of the girl's face, they put up a hamburger.
It's actually a bacon
Wait, a
double
bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah. It's a delicious
I saw
looking
it,
burger.
It was awesome.
It's
yeah.
a nice
It's fantastic.
Oh,
yeah. I'm
the whole,
you see that?
The whole yeah. purpose of this article
I'd
was.
I'd have sex with that.
Look how shitty men are because she got all these responses.
Name was Patty
yeah,
on the on
Patty.
Tinder,
of course
on
it's P-A-T-T-Y. Of course it's Patty. Patty's always a douchebag.
Well no, Patty is in Burger Patty.
Patty.
Like that it was a pun.
Patty douchebag.
Can women be douchebags?
Patty.
That's more of a man thing. Men are douchebags. What are women? Well, I guess women can be douchey.
You can be douchey.
Women actually use douche. Yeah. Like, do they? Who buys douche? People Joan Rivers age?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever met a woman
who
you got that
like,
Middle, you got that Middle Eastern mother.
Younger,
you don't have a black younger. Mother.
Younger women? Yeah, like
17.
Douche.
17.
I don't know.
Douche. I have heard douche.
Lyrical.
Douches in
douches
your bushes.
In your bushes. Lyrical douches in
See,
your bushes.
Maybe I'll close on that song now.
Daddy.
Like, there are 17-year-old girls who are like, I got to go to CVS. I'm low
16,
on douche.
17, yeah.
It should come as no surprise that the Tinder Perfect 10 is a double patty with bacon. In less than three days, over 1,000 men in the Orange County area right swiped on my Tinder profile featuring a burger named Patty. Before the profile was shut down, meet Patty, the juicy burger I created that had men sexing up a storm. Andy showed it. Looks pretty good. I don't eat tomatoes, but looks pretty good.
Yeah, I don't get tomatoes on my burger either.
I'd swipe right on that burger. I don't
Patty 21.
I would too.
But look, it's a parody, and maybe the men were also in on the joke.
I'm coming to that.
You know?
The inspiration for my Tinder alter ego came up after putting up with a constant stream of uninvited proposals on my personal account. I started to think, does it actually matter if I'm a hot 20-something girl or a guy sexed with anything?
I don't think thought that.
Is she a hot 20-something by her standards or just by actual?
I don't.
That's what she said.
She didn't think that.
I think she thought, I need something to write a blog about.
Yeah.
I need content. And she decided to do this stunt, which is fine, too.
Turns out they will. After filtering through hundreds of messages, I picked out 25 of my personal faves. It's up to you to decide who is trolling, who has the munchies, and who's looking for love in all the right places. Here's one. Hi, Patty. How was your day? Here's my number. Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
she said DTF.
This is the hottest thing I've encountered on Tinder. Talk burger to me.
That's funny.
Well, that one was...
Exactly.
The first one was, hi, cute. Patty. How was your day? And then Patty replies, DTF, down the fuck. And the person replies, possibly. Here's my number. Send me a picture of you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
Yeah, what?
Right.
What did the guy do?
Except accept your proposal for DTF.
Except,
right. Because he would even fuck someone whose picture was a burger.
No,
yes.
He would.
It's not like Mayor McCheese is going to show up. The guy's not expecting an actual cheeseburger. He assumes that it's
right. Mayor McCheese with a hamburger.
He's got a grimace fetish.
These guys would swipe right to
a sentient
hello first. Cheeseburger.
He wants your picture. That's why he said, send the picture. Here's my number. What's the
problem? I continue. I'll be honest, it needs guac and jalapeno, but I still fuck with it.
That's a good line.
That is a good line. All these are great lines.
And he's right. He's right. That could use some guacamole.
Ha ha. This is hilarious. This is from David. Ha ha ha. This is hilarious. It is. Is it, David? Is it? It definitely is. Put the fucking ketchup in and around my mouth. I need to see a pic first. She texts him.
See, she's baiting
them. Put that ketchup in and around my mouth.
She's baiting them.
You know what he said?
He didn't.
I need to see a picture first.
Thank you.
And I got mayo, no ketchup. This guy's fucking rolling right here. This dude
mayo
fucking,
is ejaculate.
White
that's
ejaculate.
Funny, right?
I got mayo, no ketchup. This guy's rolling.
Now, let's just deconstruct this one for a second. She said, I wanted to see if it mattered whether I was a hot 20-something or a burger. So he goes, I need to see a picture first. So it matters.
Yeah,
it does matter.
It matters. Because her whole premise is it doesn't matter that guys are just oversexed and they'll fuck anything. No, so far, two for two have asked for pictures to see if you're a hot 20-something or some kind of troll.
And roll with the burger joke still.
Right.
How about this? Like a good burger. How are you? How tall and what nationality are you? I'm 6 feet and Greek. Just curious. Because you don't have a picture up and he wants to know you now.
Yeah, and she goes, I'm about 5 feet and
mostly cow.
Funny joke.
Yeah, it's a good joke.
Everyone's these are all lighthearted exchanges.
Yeah. Here's one. Hey, baby, are you a boy or a girl? Does it matter? Yeah. All I want is pussy. Maybe you haven't tried the right meat yet.
Well, I mean, but that's what Tinder is anyway. Like, if Tinder is known for being a place that you're going to go to fuck, why are you getting mad that people are going there to fuck?
I mean, I think I get the idea that women get upset with guys who don't. I think what the real problem is women don't like to be approached in a way that they don't see as being like artful or
right.
Like they like to be flirted with. They like the game. Like
these are flirty conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
exactly.
So far, I'm not on Tinder. I don't want to be on Tinder. But like every story I've heard,
you're about to be on Tinder.
No, Tinder scares the fuck out of me, to be honest with you. But like Tinder, every story I've heard so far has people been like, "Hey man, we just kind of met up and then we just fucked." And I was like, "That's it? That's it."
It's like going to a bar.
So why
ooh, cuckolding.
Why are people upset? Look, man, there's rules and regulations to that whole thing.
The thing I didn't like about this article was she acts like men are so shallow and small. First of all, you're on Tinder, number one. Okay. Number two, you putting up a picture of a burger makes you stand out in this fucking sea of whores. Because all I see is these women. I know I'm flicking through Tinder. I'm flicking through Tinder. And I see a burger. I'm like, oh, hey, this is interesting.
Right.
I hope she's cute because this is funny right here.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think that necessarily all women on Tinder are like whores.
Shut up.
I don't.
Shut up.
I don't. But what I'm saying is like.
That's where the whores congregate. Come on.
I don't know. But
male and female, by the way.
I think people legitimately look for dates on Tinder as well.
On Tinder?
Yeah.
Everybody I know that fucks with Tinder is there strictly just to fuck.
No, that's not true.
Come on,
that's not what my friends have told me.
Philippe, that's all I've heard. That's
Philippe
all
is on
I've
Tinder,
heard, man.
He's trying to fuck.
But he's trying to meet people too. Everyone's trying to fuck.
Yeah,
but
well,
you can say that about
Philippe
everything.
Philippe will text a bitch like, I'm not gonna put Philippe shit.
But,
up. I've stood next to Philippe.
Here's the thing about
but if you're gonna if you're gonna go to the standard of
when he's texted bitches
because people want to fuck, it's all whores. Well, that's literally every bar, every website.
Well, yes. Some are,
but it just makes
some
it convenient.
Some bars you go to are strictly. Look, I'm in this bar strictly to fuck.
But the thing that about Tinder is that guys want to get around that. Sex is always going to be, or relationships are always going to be a negotiation between the guys want sex, the girls want commitment. Right? That's always going to be the negotiation.
Right.
Tinder will not stop that from happening. Now,
what I'm saying
people are
is,
still going to fuck.
What I'm saying
but
is,
there's still going to be that negotiation.
There's different levels of sight. I think Tim does a joke about it where. One site, I think it's Match.com.
Adult friend finder.
You're looking for your soulmate.
Right.
And while I'm looking for my soulmate, I'll go on Adult Friend Finder to find some whores to bang out. Everything, there's levels of everything. Yeah. It's just like the bar analogy. There are certain bars that you would go to when I was in the bar game. Certain bars you go to because you're like, I'm going to this bar to get some ass. That's it. And then there's other bars you take your lady to.
Yeah. Or a lounge because you know you can relax.
Or you
find
know you
something.
Can relax. Yeah, there's different levels of game.
That's true.
Of the go around.
That's true.
To me, Tinder is
Tinder is where you fuck.
I'm here to bang, bitch. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, everybody's
don't
a whore.
Like we're not here to bang. Yeah.
Well, then, I mean, but to sort of say the women are the whores. I mean,
if you heard me earlier, did I not say
that's true?
And men are whores.
Everyone,
the men are whores too. You on there to whore it up,
but
male
I think
and female.
If a woman gets encountered by a guy, like if she sees a guy in there, she's like super hot, like you know, good job, all that shit. She'll talk. She'll be like, yeah, I'll fuck that guy. But if she sees a guy who's like not as good, she'll just be like, oh well, I'm not looking for that.
I'm not.
Like,
looking
it's
for
the
that.
Same thing
swipe
as going
left,
to a bar.
Then swipe left and keep it moving. That's all. That's what Tinder's all about. It's the new hot or not. It's like it's the next evolution of what it is. It's just on your phone now.
Yeah.
You don't want to fuck him? Swipe to the left. It's done. He doesn't have. You don't have
right.
to. You can
no
block
awkward
him. There's no awkward conversation.
But, why would they when they can? They can get a guy into like a guy they deem lesser into a relationship if they. You know what I mean? Like it's still. Dating is always going to be to a woman's advantage because the woman chooses, right?
Yeah, woman chooses.
Tinder doesn't change that at all. Yeah. It doesn't put the ball in the guy's court at all. And you see these like proliferation of sites where people are like shaming people, guys with shitty lines on Tinder. I just think that's kind of disgusting because like
there are
a lot of guys who say some vile shit on there, but a lot of guys are just trying to either they're trying to get laid or they're trying to get a date. It's like, do you really have to embarrass them? Can't you just block them? Like you have to publicly shame them.
Yeah.
Some of them are assholes. Some of them are guys being dicks and like saying shit
and that's why I'm scared of Tinder, honestly, because
you don't want your business in the street.
One, I don't want a business in the street like that. And two, is just let's say I say something as simple as, hey, oh, I'm into this. What are you into? Like this fucking nerd. And
also,
then just put them up over something simple.
If you're flirting with a woman, it's a gamble, right? You got to take chances. You got to say some shit that might be a little goofy, that might be a little risque sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't work. I've said shit to women in like bars or whatever in my past where I was like, it didn't work, and they flipped around, turned around.
Right.
If they put it on a fucking Tumblr, now I'm embarrassed. Now no one's going to do it.
Yeah.
Check out this lizard.
It doesn't mean a guy's a bad guy just because he used a bad line.
But to
just
me,
let him use a bad line.
To me, with Tinder, is like they're trying to shame him. Like, bitch, you're on this site.
Well, she,
I don't think
there's any shame
in this fucking site.
Yeah, I
don't think there's any shame either. But don't try to shame me. You're on this site.
I agree.
Here with me.
In this article, she
I didn't seek you out, bitch.
She blocked out all the pictures. She kept their first name.
She did do that.
She blocked
fine.
Out the pictures.
I give
that's
her that.
Fine. But
her thing was more men pay more attention to burger. Yeah, because it's funny and cute.
But is it? But it wasn't.
And it makes you stand out again in the sea of whores that was trying to bang.
Wasn't the criticism last week that all men are superficial? Like, what is the criticism? It keeps like. Like, yeah. Like, what is it?
Well, just that the bottom
these
line.
These guys
thing
aren't
too.
Superficial. These guys are like, that's interesting.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What do you got to
and
say?
And then she's like, well, guys fuck a burger. And every guy's like, can I see your picture?
Let me,
No,
we don't want to fuck a burger.
Except there's one fat guy who's like, I really hope you're a burger.
Have burgers become sentient?
Just breathing heavy. Just, oh,
I will fuck you and then eat you.
I think there's a more subtle point there, which is she's like, guys treat us like we're pieces of meat.
That's
so let me be
true.
A piece of meat.
That's clearly not
happens.
True.
And
all,
the guys all
of
are like,
them are going to be at some point, I need to see your picture. Hey, send me a
picture.
First of all, are you a guy? Are you a girl?
That would be the big question.
You know,
guy or girl? Because you, this burger, this is all cute.
This is cute. Send me a picture.
Send me a picture.
Because this ain't going no further unless I see a picture. This is cute. Man.
Over 1,000 guys wanted to talk to me on Tinder because I was a burger. Men are pigs.
No, they want to talk to you because
I think
you
there's
were
a lot
interesting
of,
and you were cute.
Well, that's what
the picture was cute and you were interesting.
That's what the internet or the app dating. A lot of it is lighthearted conversation. It's not that serious, and then so people will take something that's not that serious and put it through that filter of I'm going to seriously deconstruct this.
None of those things you read was.
No,
like could be construed as harassment or anything.
No.
It was just guys trying to be funny.
And by the way, she's baiting back.
She's making it even worse.
Catch up. I got mail. Ha ha ha.
That's bullshit.
Bitch, send me a picture.
That's what I hate that, and I hate when like I have friends who post on like Facebook or Instagram. They'll post like pictures of like shit they see on dating sites. I think that's fucked up. I think there should be a level of privacy there. Someone didn't sign up. They signed up for a dating site. They didn't sign up to have it broadcasted.
And also, this article. She's not passing too much judgment. I mean, she's being fairly lighthearted, but she does couch it in that, like, would
I
guys
agree
pay
with
more attention? Do they care if I'm hot? Like, well, are you calling yourself hot right now?
Does she
I want to see a picture. I do care if you're hot.
Does she have a Tumblr?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess if she's not really Tumblr. If she's not really
wait,
passing
that
judgment,
is her Tumblr?
Then it's... If she's not really passing judgment, then it's not that bad. But I still disagree with her thesis or her main point.
I don't like the main point either, which is that...
And they got,
I don't. I think it's... kind of harmless, but still
they got apps like that now where they'll talk to somebody at the bar and then if you text them at this number something it'll go on this website automatically and show the world what you're texting. But let's say but you don't know the backstory, like what was she doing with him at the bar, what were they talking about at the bar that made him think it was either okay, maybe it wasn't okay for him to be like, hey you girl, you want me to come over and you know rock that pussy up and like whatever, and he says something like
you know
corny.
What the kids
that's
say
that's what I say.
No, I want to use something like really corny so that he's like, what the rock pussy, what the fuck you know, and it'll go right to a website instead of going straight to her, like she'll get a copy but it'll also be posted live
because
online,
that's what you want a fucking woman trying to decode.
And and it was weird is that these
I didn't mean that like that
these
that's,
apps are
joking.
Made by like dudes. These apps are made by these guys, and if you look on I was like one of their
women
TED
don't
talks
know how to make apps.
But they're made
well,
by
of
these
course
like
not. A fucking woman, they don't want to make apps.
Well, it's there's a TED
None
talk about it.
They can make appetizers.
These two guys, they look like they couldn't talk to a girl if they just showed up and was like actually was like, hey, I'm into you. Oh god, no.
Right.
Like, they look like the type to be like that.
Right.
And or the type that want to be like, hey, these ladies, we should be respecting them.
Yeah.
Well, that's
now
just their
comes
angle.
The pussy.
Yeah, that's just their angle to get inside the pussy.
Yeah.
Meantime,
which always works.
Yeah, that definitely works. that works every time, doesn't it?
This burger article was not. There's no name on the byline. It's written by
crown.
Anonymous.
It's written by Patty.
It's written by Anonymous. Yeah,
Patty.
I guess she didn't want to put her name out there because people would find her on her other dating sites and probably fuck with her. So
yeah,
that makes sense. I'm not
Patty.
Patty, I'm 21. I'm two all of beef patties.
I am hungry now. I am
sauce,
Patty.
Cheese.
If she would just ride out that cute thing, she'd have many hundreds of dates. And many dates as she wants.
The
want.
Next picture should be just her holding a burger and then
this is me and this is the burger.
This is the burger. And she would, I mean, I'd be like, hey,
you're gonna wait out, you're gonna weed out at least half of them right there because half of them ain't gonna like what they see, but then the other half is gonna stick around.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good burger with a sassy sense of humor?
Well, I could put some mayo on it. By burger, I mean this dick.
And mayo is cum.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
For any of our listeners out there,
did you get that?
Yeah. Pick up on the subtle symbol.
You understand that?
And now it's posted on Tumblr.
Because it's not ketchup. Because
Randolph's headshot.
Mayo has come.
I decided to go on Tinder and make my picture the three guys on logo. Let's see what happens.
We should make a meme with just Randolph's headshot. Mayo has come under it.
And by the way,
Tinder does this funny thing that if you swipe left on enough women, they'll just start showing you dudes.
Guys.
Like, every once in a while, they'll slide in a dude.
This maybe like right?
Yeah. And they'll go, maybe.
Chad Heff made a meme of me, Randolph Terrence Monster, with me and Sean Hannity. Randolph Terrence Monster.
That's funny.
All right, we got to get out on
this. Yeah, let's get out on that. We hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you. Come back on Thursday. All four of us will be here once again. I think we might talk about Michael Irvin dissing Chris Carter. We didn't talk about LeBron James. We'll talk about that on Thursday. We'll start with that a little bit. Then we got an update on the Detroit boy that was lost.
Found in the basement.
Looks like Nancy Grace might have been on to something.
No.
Do men need to stop calling women crazy? Depends if they're crazy.
I hope not.
The sleeping fan. That's perfect for it. We can get Mike warmed up for his Comedy Jocks podcast.
There you go. Check it out on Podbean.
Orthodox priest says football is gay because the shoes are too colorful.
Football is soccer in this case.
Oh, okay. All right. Soccer is gay.
Because they wear colorful shoes.
That's not what I would say. Well, I wouldn't say it was because of the shoes. I'd say it's because of the dick. You know. And we have some other stuff, so come on back. Anybody want to give out all their stuff? Give out yours, man.
Yeah, MikeEltringham.com. Follow me on Twitter at Mike_Eltringham. And also check us out, Comedy Jocks on Podbean. Me, with Pete Bladel, Courtney Farrington.
J-O-C-K or J-O-X?
J-O-C-K.
C-K-S.
That made my skin crawl just hearing J-O-X.
Jocks.
Yeah, we talk sports every week. Bullshit, it's a good time.
Jocks. Well, man, what you got? Besides looking for a new place to live. What you got?
New job, new home.
I'm looking for a sugar mom real now.
New attitude.
I'm at that black one on Twitter.
That black one. Number one, not the word one.
The number one at that black one.
Number one X.
One X. We're just, like I said, taking a break this month, but next month we're going to be back on some romaine and lettuce shit.
Romaine and lettuce with Jamel.
Which was great, man. I had a great time with
him. Yeah, man. So.
Andy, anything?
I am Andy Klein 74 on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll be at the Capitol Fringe Fest this Friday, July 18th. Check your local listings. It's in D.C. And that's it. That's all my noteworthy information.
And I am at the Capitol Fringe Fest on the 20th, which is the Sunday afternoon show, so you know it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And I'm at Real Talk For You on Twitter.
Have brunch and Gusty Randolph do comedy.
Please come do that. Yeah. Please go drink some mimosas and then come see me.
Yeah.
I guess be clean. Have you heard anything about that?
I don't know. I'm just going to feel it out. I'm going down in the middle, so I'll be able to watch a couple people.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm on a show with Danny Ruiz, so I'll have somebody to talk shit with.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, by the way, off mic, I got to talk about a text you sent me the other night.
All right.
All right, people. So come on back on Thursday. We'll be here for you guys. Hope you guys enjoy today's podcast. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
That has been
Mike Eltringham.
And that has been
Romaine Walters.
And we are three guys on minus one plus two. So we are four guys. We are out. You got beef with what we do. Talk to the bunny, Sonny. He's the man, Bugs the Thug. Money funny that you should mention. How's my family? They're covered. What's up to my cousins and my sisters and my Warner Brothers? Birds of a feather flop and follow be together. No matter what you're whatever, endeavor, find who's better. You, me, he, she, them, him, those, or others. Let's get two ducks to one pluck, initiate the trouble. For those who disagree or maybe feel the need to front it, show me your whole entire crew, two shoes, and I'ma run it. Do you want it? Maybe so, but just know we're rolling spreads. You claim you want it, but you need it.